All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio with Liz Leitner, who's here today with Amy Vincent from the Lohr Foundation, to talk about the Greatest Gift Campaign, which is providing advanced directive opportunities for folks in Fremont County. It's a really cool deal, but I'm kind of a layman in a lot of these things, so that's why we're happy to have Liz here to kind of fill us in on what this all means before we get into it today. How's everyone doing this morning?
Doing great, Vince.
Liz, thanks for coming in.
Doing good. Thanks, Vince.
Amy, appreciate you coming in. It feels like I just saw you the other day. We had the Lohr Awards, amazing thing. Be on the lookout for that interview here on Today in the 10 and Coffee Time as well. But Liz, I'm excited for our listeners to find out what the Greatest Gift Campaign is and what does even mean advanced directive opportunities. So tell us a little bit about what you do and the campaign itself.
It's just the idea that normally people have an emergency contact. We could also make that emergency contact our healthcare proxy agent.
Okay.
With the idea that we have choices we can make right now that we might not be able to make later. So if we're unable to make a decision, let's say we're in a situation in the hospital where we're incapacitated,
mm-hmm.
we're unable to make a decision, but someone knows what our wishes are. So they can actually be our healthcare proxy agent, which is the same as a medical power of attorney, which is the same as a surrogate decision maker.
Okay.
As long as we name them. And
right.
And to do that here in Wyoming, we just need two witnesses. But
okay.
That's paperwork. And we don't have to have it be paper anymore. It can actually be digitized. So there is a platform that I use for that. It's called My Directives, and we can put our information in there, designate our healthcare proxy. Ideally, we have a secondary, and then we can print out a wallet card with a QR code that links directly to that advanced directive. So it's portable.
And would you say that there's a lot of people who just probably aren't thinking about like that, who aren't thinking that far ahead? They're just not planning,
right.
And they really probably don't know, or maybe have experience with people who have had to deal with that rigmarole,
right.
For those who have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's just, we put it off and put it off, and we always say, yeah, that's on my list. We need to get to that. We'll do it someday. And we're still in the mindset of like, well, I'm never going to die. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm never going to be incapacitated.
Right.
We don't want to think about that, but it can happen. It can happen. I mean, for instance, my stepmother was 46, signing up at a gym and had a brain aneurysm. We had to make that tough decision, but we knew what she wanted. And my father chose to take her off life support. And that was that. But we never know what's going to happen. And so just having this stuff in place doesn't mean that it ever has to be used, but it's the peace of mind. So you're giving this gift,
mm-hmm.
to your loved ones of taking the guesswork out of these difficult decisions that can also reduce a lot of family conflict. These are not my wishes. These are your father's wishes. These are your mother's wishes.
But like you just said, though, I mean, that's really something that unless you've experienced it yourself or you are immediately planning ahead for it, you're probably just not thinking about it. And this all ties in with the Greatest Gift Campaign. So tell us a little bit about the campaign.
Yeah, so the campaign itself, I thought of this idea, like, how can we get more people to get their advanced directives done? And I've learned that incentivization can work. So incentivizing people through $25 Mr. D's gift card to do their D's,
mm-hmm.
which the D's I talk about are kind of decide what matters most to you. Like, decide what your wishes are, and then designate your healthcare proxy. And that's the big one. And then you can document your wishes online, update them as you wish while you're able to, and then discuss those, distribute those to your medical providers, to the hospital, and have them on record. And then digitizes that piece with the wallet card. But it was the idea that we could actually provide people an incentive. So it used to be enter to win. And we've changed it. If you just do your advanced directives and speak with me and we can get those uploaded, we can get you a wallet card that's laminated for your wallet. We can include on the back of that maybe your allergies, your blood type, any other information. So it's easy access. And then, you get a Mr. D's gift card. So it's kind of like, let's incentivize. And
why not?
Part of the grant, too, was just that laminator and the wallet card thing and a little mobile printer. So I've been doing advanced directives at the bake shop because all we need is two witnesses. And
yeah.
So it's the idea that we can sit here, we can get it started, too. So it's the idea of naming your healthcare agent, getting that piece done, and then go back in there and fine tune it. What are your wishes? Who would you like bedside or not want bedside? What are your qualifiers? What do you find most important? And even down to what are your favorite scents and sounds if the time comes? Like, do you hate lavender? Well, that's important. What are your spiritual beliefs? Mm-hmm. Do you want to be buried or cremated? Are those plans already done? You know, these are just decisions that we can actually make now, so we don't have to have someone guessing later, and potentially saving a ton of money for our family if you haven't made plans and you end up at the funeral home in that moment of like, oh, we got to do the best thing. You know, what is the best thing? So it can actually save a lot of money for your family if you plan ahead.
Saving money, time, and stress as well.
Stress is a huge
one. All the paperwork in that, when you're dealing with all those emotions and having to deal with all the paperwork. Right. And you kind of mentioned as a part of this campaign, the grant that you got, and that grant was from the Lore Foundation. And we have Amy Vincent here from the Lore Foundation to talk about that. Amy, how did you get involved with Liz?
So I think Liz just reached out with this idea that there's a community in Michigan, I believe.
In Wisconsin.
There's a community in Wisconsin that most of their residents have an advanced directive. And Liz's brilliant idea was like, why can't Lander be like that?
Yeah,
why can't
yeah.
Lander be a place where we've kind of got this momentum going around saving family members, loved ones, that time, energy, and stress? That just really connected with me, having had family members who have passed from brain aneurysms and just different scenarios that caused a lot of stress for my family members. It was like, yeah, like this makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. This is a great idea. And so we were able to, the Lore Foundation was able to kind of help kick off the campaign for Liz with this, you know, with the incentives and the laminator and just some of those different little pieces. But I think as I like check in with Liz and hear about it, the thing that is that I kind of hear over and over and that is really compelling is that it's not hard. It's
yeah.
like, it's a really easy thing to do. You just have to take the few minutes to do it.
Right.
And so if we all just did that, and even just like as Liz was saying, even if it's just designating your healthcare proxy and you worry about the other things later, at least you have that, somebody who's designated to make decisions for you. And then you know, like, this is someone that I trust. This is someone who knows me. This is someone who's going to make a good decision. Or you can at least say, like, I trust you to make the best decision you can in this uncertain time. And, like, what a huge gift that is to all of the people around you. So, I mean, that was really it for me, was, like, Liz's passion came through and totally convinced me. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. And speaking of that passion, though, too, one of the last times you were, well, the last time you were on the show, we were talking about the death cafes that you do as a as an end of life doula. I mean, this kind of relates to that as well. How's that going for you? First off, I mean, kind of maybe tell folks what a end of life doula is. Are you still doing that?
I'm still doing that as much as I can do it. Yeah, I mean, my passion is advanced directives, having these courageous conversations sooner rather than later or never. But as an end-of-life doula, you know, I'd been a hospice volunteer for the past 10 years, and what I realized was we weren't having these conversations, and we'd get folks getting on hospice way late in the game when we can have 6 months of this care, this team. So my passion is just educating folks about what this can look like. What is advanced care planning? What are the resources in our community? I mean, now we have Anamkara Caregiving. So part of this gift campaign, too, is working with Anamkara Caregiving, working with the Lander-free medical patients to try to get not just the patients, not just the clients to think about their advanced directives, but also the families. And I always boil it down to, it's not just about seniors. This is about high school seniors, 18 plus. Yes, maybe they would want their parent to be their healthcare proxy. It's easy enough to do.
And that's something that can change down the line, too, if you decide.
Right. It can change as long as you can change your mind. And so I always say you want to look at your advanced directives maybe every decade. Let's say you divorce your healthcare proxy. Let's say your healthcare proxy dies. We want to update these things. And so, you know, we can change our mind as long as we can change our mind. And that's the bottom line. But yeah, I just try to educate folks. And so we recently had a death cafe, which I then coined life cafe, because people don't want to talk about death, but it's the same thing. You know, right, right. It's 100% of us still trending. But we had a little bake shop thing where we came, and it was Joe Kuros and I sat and said, okay, we're open from 9 to 1. Anyone can come and go as they wish. And we had a full table the entire time of people coming and going. So it was a wonderful discussion.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's just so cool to hear that someone in our community has that passion and is going out of their way to do that. And how can people reach out to you to take advantage of these advanced directive opportunities with the gift card incentive for the Greatest Gift campaign?
Right. Well, they can just go online and do them themselves and then give me a call and I can help them laminate a wallet card. The website is LizLightner.com/GGC, as in Greatest Gift Campaign. So it's LizLightner.com/GGC. And I am making appointments to do advanced directives. And ideally, if you could have a family discussion, so everyone can do it at once. You know, we all have these laptops. It is a portable system. So even if you have, and that's another huge point that I want to make, that if you have an advanced directive or you have an estate plan, a huge binder, and in that is 2 to 3 pages that is your advanced directive, we can take that document and upload it to the system. And it's in there, and that counts. So then you can just have a QR code linked directly to that advanced directive that you've already done.
That's amazing. Yeah. So convenient.
Yeah. And so way back when I became an end-of-life doula in 2020, I was like, gosh, it would be great if we could have something linked, you know, linked to the cloud and with a QR code, and it's just easily accessible. You know, so many folks are flown out, and then what happens? But having it in the system or on our person at all times is a huge factor. So that was the idea, and then lo and behold, there's a platform for that.
Yeah.
And there's even an app for that. So you could update. Wow. Yeah, there's even an app for that. Wow. So you could update your advanced directive on the fly if you need to, as long as you can. Yeah.
And how long is this campaign going on? I think you mentioned that it's until the incentive cards run out, but I mean, this is an ever evolving thing.
I will assist anyone with their advanced directives as long as I can, because I am truly passionate about it. The campaign, I think, ends in April, but the $25 gift cards are while supplies last.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, we just appreciate you coming in today. Was there anything else that you think listeners might want to know about the Greatest Gift campaign or anything else that you're doing?
I think that's it. Let's just have these courageous conversations over the holidays. I mean, this is a gift we can give. Let's have the talks.
And the incentive card, too, the $25 gift card goes a long way during the holiday season, too.
That can always help. And the one thing, the community was called La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they had 98% of their residents had done their advanced directive, and it was a medical ethicist that had those conversations. It's like, we don't have to be medical ethicists. Didn't even know that exists. We can just have these conversations, and it doesn't have to be a medical conversation. It's just, you know, at what point do you want to allow for X, Y, and Z? At what point would you like to allow for a natural death?
And just, as you said, normalizing having these conversations. Well, Liz, Amy, once again, we just appreciate you both taking the time to chat with us here today.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks, Vince. Always good to be here.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back more today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.